I say it's the men have a heavy weight. They need to get up on the roof of the house. Mm-hmm. You might say they rigged up a block and tackle and did what? Get up.
Pull it.
Yeah. This word I'm looking for, sometimes they use it on sailboats when they talk about putting up the sail. Mm-hmm. They did what to the sail? They hoist.
Hoist.
Okay. All right. Now, this is just for pronunciation again. Would you count for me from 1 to 14?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. Number after 19?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And after 29?
30.
And after 39?
40.
And after 69?
70.
And after 99?
100.
Okay. And after 900, 99?
1,000.
Okay. And the big number, 10 times 100,000 would be 1.
10 times 100,000, 1 million.
Okay. All right. The day of the month that the bills are usually due is usually the
first day of the month.
And then comes the
second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay. Now, this expression, you might have heard some people say that it seems like your good luck comes just a little bit at the time, but it seems like your bad luck comes
all of the time.
Okay, or all of
what?
Something once in it, it comes
once in a while.
Or all of
all the time.
Okay, use the words all and once together. Seems like your bad luck comes
all at once.
Sure, okay. All right, if somebody said it more than once, maybe he said it
twice.
Okay. And again, just for pronunciation, would you say the month of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, days of the week.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Have you ever heard people out here call Sunday by any other name?
Not around here.
What about Saturday?
Sabbath,
People don't use that.
Mm-mm.
As far as you're concerned, what does Sabbath mean?
Holy day.
Is it the same as Sunday?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. How would you greet somebody about 10 o'clock in the daytime?
Good morning.
Okay. What would be the latest that you would say that?
12.
What's the part of the day after morning's over?
Evening.
Okay. Is there another, how long is the evening like?
Well, about the 3 and then I was considered afternoon.
The afternoon is after
evening? Mm-hmm.
If you were leaving somebody in the daytime, what would you say to them?
Goodbye.
Okay. And if you were leaving somebody at night?
Good night.
Say if somebody got out to work in the field before the sun came up, you'd say that he started to work before?
Dawn.
Or?
Day.
Okay, and before sun?
Sunrise.
Okay, and he stayed out until after?
Sundown.
Okay. All right, this for somebody might ask you, what time did the sun
rise?
Yeah. Okay, and you would say, well, it's blank at 5 o'clock.
Rose.
Matter of fact, it has already
risen.
Okay. Say, Saturday is today, so Friday was
yesterday.
Okay, and Sunday?
Tomorrow.
Say if somebody came to see you, not this last Sunday, but the one before that, you'd say he came to see you again.
Sunday before last.
All right. And if he's going to come see you, not Sunday, tomorrow, but the Sunday after that, you'd say he's going to see you when?
Next Sunday.
Okay. Say if a person stayed, if you had company, from about the 1st to the 15th,
mm-hmm.
You say they stayed about how long?
Half a month.
You ever hear people use the word fortnight?
Uh-uh.
You mean that length of time?
Uh-uh.
What, say if you wanted to know the time of day, what would you ask me?
What time is it?
And I'd say, well, I'd have to look at my
watch.
All right. But if it was exactly midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, what time would you call that?
7:30.
Anything else?
No.
Half past 7. Did you say that?
No. 7:30.
Say it's 15 minutes later than half past 10. You said it 4 times.
15 minutes and half past 7.
15 minutes later than half past 10.
That'd be 10:30.
So you add 15 minutes for that.
Oh, 10:45. Right. Or 10:45.
Okay. All right, so talk about things, something that you've been doing for a long time. You say you've been doing that for quite
a while.
And if 1978 was last year, then 1979 is
this year.
Okay. So that came out.